This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's prime minister on Sunday vowed revenge following a missile strike in central Israel as Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis took credit for the non-lethal attack. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
Despite his pledge to bring hostages home, many Israelis say Netanyahu is simply not doing enough.
He doesn't care about nothing. He cares only about continuing ruling, and he's not even ruling.
Demonstrations against Netanyahu's government aren't new in Israel, but mass protests renewed in recent weeks after the military recovered the bodies of six hostages from Gaza. Israel and U.S.-designated terror group Hamas continue blaming each other for a lack of a ceasefire deal that would include freeing remaining hostages. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
There were rescue efforts after at least 30 people, including three children, were injured when a Russian-guided bomb hit a high-rise residential building in Kharkiv in northeastern Ukraine on Sunday. Kharkiv, Ukraine's second biggest city, is located near the Russian border and is constantly under attack from Russian bombs, missiles, and drones. Kyiv has said it needs to be allowed to use more powerful Western-supplied weapons to inflict greater damage inside Russia and impair Moscow's ability to attack. Heavy rains have caused severe flooding in Central Europe, affecting countries like Austria, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Romania. The death toll was rising on Sunday. The floods have claimed lives in Romania, Austria, and Poland. In the Czech Republic, four people were missing. The situation was particularly dire in northeastern Czech regions, with mass evacuations underway, as the country's prime minister warned the worst was not over. This is VOA News. Authorities in Florida said there were no injuries on Sunday after gunshots near a golf course where former U.S. President Donald Trump was playing. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Donald Trump's campaign has issued a statement that he is safe after gunshots were reported in the vicinity of Trump's golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida. The sheriff's office says no one was hurt, and we're awaiting more details into the incident. The news comes roughly 2 months after the Republican presidential nominee was struck during an assassination attempt at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. But again, Donald Trump is safe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance on Sunday continued to not back away from false claims he and Donald Trump have been making that Haitians living in a U.S. state of Ohio community are abducting and eating pets. Vance and Trump are promoting the claims, even as Ohio's Republican governor and other officials insist there's no evidence of such behavior. Still, narrative has dominated the Trump's campaign messaging over the past week. It also highlights how some in the Republican Party are willing to embrace and amplify false claims as part of the inflammatory and anti-immigrant rhetoric that Trump has promoted through his campaigns. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign promised to increase tariffs on imported goods, particularly from China, as support from a narrow majority of U.S. voters, a new Reuters Ipsos poll shows. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley has more.
Some 56% of registered voters in the September 11th through 12th poll said they were more likely to support a candidate backing a new 10% tariff or tax on all imports, as well as a 60% tariff on imports from China. By comparison, 41% said they were less likely to support a candidate attached to that proposal. The poll showed Harris with an overall 5 percentage point lead over Trump nationally, though the election will largely come down to seven battleground states. The poll illustrates Trump's strength on a key issue, the U.S. economy, an advantage that one polling expert said flows from a perception that the economy did well while he was president.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley. Shanghai's airports on Sunday canceled hundreds of flights as they brace for impact from Typhoon Babinka. The storm is due to make landfall in China in the early hours of Monday morning. The airport authorities said flights past 8 p.m. local time on Sunday were canceled at two airports in the city, affecting more than 600 flights. The city also announced it was suspending travel on some bridges while restricting that on other highways. Supermarkets and restaurants were shut down in a nearby city. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.